You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's welcome in Crane Kenny, the president of Cubs Business Operations. Crane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Crane.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're living the dream. We've got it all going. And you've got to be pleased. The new network has been announced. The regional sports network ready to go online here 2020.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's been a long time coming, as you know, and something we've been really looking at for basically the entire time that the Ricketts family owned the team, which is 9 years now. Really happy to have Sinclair on board and look forward to doing some really creative things going into 2020.
So, Crane, okay, on Tuesday, Theo was very eloquent. He talked about inclusion, the value of diversity in a baseball organization, the Cubs, and so that was really one of the he's always very good at that. A day later, you announced the Sinclair news with the broadcast partnership with an organization that has a reputation for has an agenda of pro-right wing, and it has some politicalization involved. And how are those two, they seem incompatible. How do you reconcile that one day after Theo talks about inclusiveness that the Sinclair agreement is announced?
Yeah, I mean, I think the timing makes it a topic for us to talk about today, and otherwise it probably wouldn't be one. So they do have, as you know, 190 TV stations, which do include some political overtones, but they also own the tennis channel, where there's none of that. Obviously, it's a sports channel. From our view, the reason Sinclair was such a good partner had to do with their technical capacity. They're a terrific programmer and operator and have really great strength on the distribution side. In terms of the programming on the channel, that'll be exclusively our control. So what our fans see, what the consumers see when they turn the channel on, will be something that the team controls, and as it should be, given that we know the fan base and the team better than anyone, and they're comfortable that we'll control that. But I think if you look at Sinclair, no different than looking at Fox. Obviously, Fox is a huge producer of sports programming. They also have Fox News in a pretty right-based leaning political view on the Fox News channel. But I don't think anyone thinks that the Fox News channel interferes with the Fox coverage of whether it's the Major League Baseball or the NFL and the Allison. So I think you got to look at it the same way, that while Sinclair's TV stations may have a right-leaning bent, you won't see any of that on our channel.
There obviously are a lot of questions about it, and the number one question that we've been getting is obviously price. Do you know yet what the pricing will be? Is there any comparison to other networks that are out there? It's kind of an interesting idea, figuring out how you put that together. Did you have a price in mind when you made the deal? Does it change at all as you move forward in this thing? How much is this going to cost fans?
Yeah, so I think that's a good place to spend a little time, because if you think about it, so the answer is we'll know what the price is when we get into conversations with the distributors, largely the cable carriers. So if you look at today's landscape, the cable companies are paying NBC Sportsnet, the channel that we're on today. The cable companies are paying WGN to carry 150 games, with all four teams. And they're paying ABC to carry the games we have on that channel. So what I think you'll see going forward is, the cable carriers looking at WGN, ABC, and NBC that they're paying today, will really just reallocate those dollars to the NBC channel without the Cubs, and then Marquee Sportsnet. And I think it's a little bit of a false narrative to say that there's a necessary increase for our fans. I think, we won't know until we get into the conversation, and obviously we don't control the conversation between the cable companies and WGN or NBC or ABC, but I think what you're going to see is the pie of dollars that are going to three places today will be going to two places in 2020 as it relates to sports programming. And I think in terms of the consumer, you know, they won't be spending more in Chicago than you're seeing in any of the other top markets. So I think we just need to let that one play out. And those conversations begin, you know, immediately.
ESPN subscribers pay an average of $746 per month. Crane, I think NBC Sports Chicago, it's at $420 per month. Those might go up. Is that a realistic range or ballpark for the new Cubs channel?
Yeah, I think it's early, David, to try and figure that out. I think it's interesting. It'll be really interesting to see what happens to NBC, you know, ex-Cubs. And I think that will tell you a lot about where our price will come in. Mm-hmm. Because it's interesting. If you look at the total ratings in the market, and the ratings for the Cub games, and then you add up the rating points for the other three teams, they're equal. So if ratings are in some way a proxy for desire or fan avidity, the other three teams, now obviously the Blackhawks and the Bulls play half as many games as we do, but if you multiply the rating points today times the number of games that are on the air, you know, we kind of come in equal, the three versus the one. So I think we'll learn a lot more as we get into the conversation, both on the NBC side and then obviously Marquee Sports Net. But those things are all to come.
The Marquee Sports Network is described as a regional sports network. Obviously, the Cubs have fans nationwide. Will they be able to tap into some online presence? Are you planning on doing other platforms of broadcasting that would allow people that might live out of the city to tap into your games?
Yeah, so we're constrained to the same home television territory that we have today. So as you guys know, Major League Baseball defines the territory that each of the 30 teams can operate in our territory, largely Illinois, Iowa, parts of Indiana, parts of Michigan, parts of Wisconsin. So, you know, that's kind of a territory that Major League Baseball allows our games to go into. And that won't change. So we'll still be, you know, our games are still going to be constrained to that territory. In terms of how fans get the games, I think that's a real important point. And we're all seeing the changes. And you may have seen the last couple of years, we've been putting games on Facebook to get ready for this launch. Because we're all living, you know, we and our fans are all living through this time where people are consuming their media in various different ways, and sometimes without a cable or satellite provider. So if you look at NBC today, I mean, you can get our network on Hulu or YouTube or Sling or Fubo. I mean, there's, I think, seven different what they call over-the-top carriers, meaning you don't have to have a cable subscription. As long as you have a broadband connection, you can watch our games on the Internet through one of these providers. The same thing's true if you look at the deal that was announced a month ago, Major League Baseball did with the Zone. Same idea there, which is giving folks a chance to get the games without having a cable subscription. So, you know, how people get the games, very important. And as you may know, Sinclair has been one of the leaders on the technology side. So as we were doing the deep dive on the various partners, we could have chosen what they've been doing on the technology side has been really important to us. Because I think, you know, in 3 or 4 years, the way people watch our games will be completely different than it is today. Not just on the device they watch it, but on the service they get it from.
So if I understand what you're saying, there's no live streaming, but you will have individual deals with, say, Hulu or Netflix, I don't know, with the new Disney Channel, whoever it might be, and people can subscribe to those places and then watch your games, and you would get a percentage of that subscription? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so it's really not that different than cable. And this is a little bit kind of going back in time, but if you think about the migration of sports, you know, when the three of us were growing up, everything was on over-the-air television. You know, we were watching Cub games on WGN here. And then it went to cable, and then it went to satellite. And really think of these, what they're calling over-the-top, and there's a lot of jargon around here, but the over-the-top providers is just another way to get the games. And they pay, you know, all the ones you just mentioned, Hulu and YouTube, they pay NBC Sportsnet and they'll pay Marquee Sportsnet the same fee that the cable guys do. And it's just, it really what it addresses is the consumer who says, I want to so-called cut the cord. I don't want to have a cable subscription. I can live without it, because if I have my Amazon and my Apple TV, I don't need to have, you know, all the rest of it. It's just a different way of getting to them. Your first question was, can we reach fans that aren't in our market today? And the answer to that is unfortunately no. But in terms of what's called in-market streaming, or the fact that you and I, if we're subscribers to, you know, this today, NBC Sportsnet, take our games with us. So when we go see our kids play Little League or we're out, you know, shopping around, whatever, we can have our games on our phones. That'll be available on Marquee Sportsnet just like it is today.
Joined by Crane Kenny, the Cubs president of business operations. Crane, so obviously when you started this process, you got into it because there's money to be made. There's an element that certainly everybody understands. And yet here we are in this offseason, the Cubs, the baseball budget was something that we heard a lot as a reason why the Cubs weren't active spenders in free agency. Are those two points related, or is it unfair to make that connection like and wonder, hey, if they're making all this money off the new television network, I thought this was supposed to make them bigger and more aggressive spenders in free agency?
Yeah, no, that's another narrative that's been out there. I think, you know, let me just wind the clock a little bit back. As we went on, you know, the fact that our games were coming back to us for the first time really in 20 years, because we were with Fox Sports for 5 years before we just finished this 15 years with Comcast. You know, we were looking at partners, and honestly, the first issue for us was not how much money we could make. It was how do we better serve our fans? Because one of the things we have today, which is somewhat unfortunate, is you know, when you're on an over-the-air carrier, you know, you run into other programming. So if you have an amazing game, you know, Bodie walks off against the Nationals in dramatic fashion, or an extra inning game, and you bump up against the news or some other program, you know, you cut away from the game kind of as soon as it ends. And the same thing is true even on our NBC channel, where because in the spring in particular, where the Bulls and the Blackhawks and the White Sox are all playing, you know, our 120 start might bump right up against another game starting. And so we end up leaving the game and the post game almost immediately. And so we started talking about, like, what kinds of things could we do to serve our fans better? And that was that's what led to the beginning of Cubs Productions, which is what we launched 4 years ago, to try and create some really interesting looks into our operation, our players, our ballpark, and then trying to find a place to host those. And we've been doing it on social media today, largely YouTube, but those will all come to our linear channel. So I would just say, like, as we looked at this, there were a number of things we were interested in. Economics, clearly one of them. But we're really looking at it from the lens, sort of keeping with the Ricketts theme from the beginning of this thing, which was, you know, how do we rebuild Wrigley in a way that serves our fans better? How do we rebuild Sloan Park in a way that serves our fans better? You know, Gallagher Way and everything we've done there. So the network's just another extension of that. Like, how can we serve our fans better and give them more information and more of the insights that they're looking for? So that was A. I'll get back to your question. So on the payroll side, you know, these resources, once we launch this, will be available to the baseball operations team. You know, if I look at this year's payroll, I think we'll be in either the number one, two, or three slot in all of baseball in terms of our baseball operations spend. It'll be significantly more than we spent last year. So, I mean, I know it's interesting to talk about all the free agents that are out there and our payroll. I think we'll be in the top three in the entire game, and I think it'll be significantly more. It'll also be the most we've ever spent in our history. So I know that doesn't make everyone happy all the time, but, you know, the Ricketts family has certainly put their money where their mouth is in terms of supporting our baseball operations team.
And what about programming, Crane? That's another question that we keep being asked. What will be on the network when the Cubs aren't?
What time is your show?
Yeah, I was going to say the Mully and Haw show in the morning. No, so it's kind of an interesting.
I hear those guys come cheap, Crane. I hear that they don't ask for much.
No, that's not true. That's not what Mitch says. No, so it's interesting, and I don't have a complete answer on that one. You know, it's a little bit of a work in progress, which is kind of funny, as you guys know, because you're so close to it. You know, there really isn't a baseball off season anymore. I'm staring at our opener with the Brewers is Feb 23rd, and one of the neat things on this, we will be carrying all of our spring training games, which, you know, today we're only going to have six on the air. In 2019, we'll have up to 30 going forward. But so the baseball season begins for us in February, and, you know, fortunately we've been playing baseball through October. So, and I guess in 2016 we played into November. So what you really have is you get a program of something in addition for November, December, and January before we start playing again in February. So the 3 months, you know, you obviously have a lot of covers around the winter meetings, the general manager meetings, et cetera, kind of rolling in. So as we all know, the season never really stops for us. But we will have other sports programming. I can't tell you exactly what that is today. in those months that we're not carrying Cubs baseball. But largely, this channel is going to be dedicated to Cub fans and coverage of our club and all the things that go into that.
Crane, I think you clearly explained the difference in terms of the approach Sinclair may take to a sports network and maybe a news network that they own, and I think that's valid and understandable. At the same time, is that ground you'll have to cover with any corporate sponsors? Do you anticipate any sort of backlash from advertisers or sponsors that are involved with the Cubs now that may have some concerns based on your affiliation with Sinclair?
Well, today, and we haven't really heard from any of our sponsors that are worried about the Sinclair, the political side of maybe their news business. And I think Fox is a pretty good example of one that I think you see plenty of sponsors in the NFL broadcasts and Major League Baseball broadcasts, and they don't really worry about some of the right-leaning programming you might see on Fox Cable News. So we haven't seen it. If one of our partners wants to talk about it, we'll be happy to explain. In particular, that the controls on programming are in our hands, and other than putting your show on, we won't do probably anything controversial.
Thank you, Crane.
Well played.
We appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot,
Thanks
Crane.
Thanks a ton.
Really appreciate
it. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right.
You too, buddy. That's Crane Kenny, president of Cubs Business Operations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.